Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, Jess, and I am lit right now. I've been lit for weeks. I am so grateful you're here. Let me just start by saying welcome to the show. If you're new, love it. Happy to have you. This is a community where you will find so much safety and peace and celebration and inspiration and activation. And if you are not new, well, you know all those things to be true. On the show, we talk about business, branding, leadership, feminine power, and all things spirituality. And every Thursday, I come in for my little unlocking mini-sodes, my little mini-series. Sometimes they're short, sometimes they're not so short, but it's just me on the mic every Thursday to give you guys a little key off of my keychain that you can put onto yours to unlock all the locks that are keeping you stuck and small and limited and afraid to fully fucking be who you came here to be. Okay, that's really the game that I am playing here in this community and in all communities that I lead. I just want women to remember who the fuck they are. And when we do that, we step into our power, we make more money. And when women have both money and power, this world will be a better place. And I'm here to, and I think you are too, because you're listening, to really take advantage and take responsibility for this moment in humanity's consciousness, for being awake and being a remembered conscious light being that is healing humanity with the work that she's doing, whether you run a consulting business or you do Reiki. I think if you're an awake and remembered woman, you are healing. You're doing the goddess's work. And I wanted to take today's unlocking episode and share, if you didn't already know, if you haven't seen or heard, I just can't stop talking about it. I can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop feeling it. A couple weeks ago, I hosted a 6-hour live virtual summit called Brilliance. I had Kate Northrup come in and talk about money in the nervous system. I had Natalie McNeil come on and talk about conscious AI. I had Sarah Jenks come on and talk about priestess codes, and Allegra Cohn came on and did a joy activation. 12,000 women registered for this event. And we had women dialing in from literally every single continent: the Netherlands, South Africa, Morocco, Ethiopia, Hawaii, Canada, Mexico, all throughout the United States, Europe. And I felt everyone there so strongly. It was a true galactic disco ball. That was the whole theme of the event, where women really came together as the diamonds that we are. And I was on stage, live event, thousands of people watching me. I'm in this big virtual soundstage, state-of-the-art studio. And we have this panel, this virtual panel, where a couple of my previous students and graduates from FFBS, the Feminine Frequency Business School, came up. We had rehearsed this in the dry run. We did a tech run the day before, and we were all ready for this moment. And one of the beautiful women comes up on the panel and I lose her. The entire screen goes down and everything kind of freezes for a second, but no one lost connection. There were still thousands of people watching me. They just couldn't see a screen. They were just staring at me on stage, and I had to improvise for like 3 minutes, which felt like 3 hours. And I was kind of like, to the production manager behind the scenes, I was like, hey guys, are we going to get this back? And he just was like, one more minute. And then it was like, one more minute from then. And then it was another, like, we need one more minute. And I was just surprisingly very, very calm. I wasn't frustrated or mad. I had to just sort of roll with it, right? And in my brain, I was just like, you know, well, the tech teched. this is what happens when you have a big virtual event like this. And I can't, you know, there's nothing I can do. I step off stage into the green room and I look at my team. I mean, I immediately need to know like what happened. Did we lose people? What, you know, I needed to just simply break down in a few minutes in the green room break what happened. And everyone proceeds to tell me that the reason everything went down was because the building that we were broadcasting from had gotten struck by lightning. There was a massive storm that rolled through Nashville. And I have the chills right now as I'm even sharing this. And I knew in that moment that Mother Nature was anointing us with a cosmic exclamation point saying, fuck yes. Thank you for gathering. Not thank you to me, but thank you to all of the women there that had gathered to remember who they are. Because that event really was more than just a virtual webinar. It really was an activation, and the content and the guests and myself and the interaction that we had in the chat. I mean, it was unlike any virtual experience I've ever produced, let alone be a part of personally. And that's just how I try to design all of my live virtual events. They're experiential. And it really took me back to this moment in 2022 when I had gone to Egypt. And I know I talk about Egypt a lot. I've gone once. I will go back again. But that 15-day spiritual pilgrimage in the depths of my entire burnout changed the course of my life. I've been on the spiritual journey since I was like five. I was talking to angels at like 5, 6 years old, and then had a real big awakening at 19 in a church in Ireland. I write about all of this in my new book, The Light Work. But it was in 2022 when I went to Egypt that I really had probably the biggest spiritual awakening of my life, which has led me here to this moment in so many ways. And just to be brief, I went to Egypt and died. And part of that true death, that ego death, that identity death came in a singular moment when I was standing in the temple of Dendera, which is the temple of Hathor, the goddess of joy, the goddess of bliss, the goddess of frequency. And I had pressed my body against the wall, closed my eyes. I was by myself in this dark alcove of a room. And I can only describe what happened to me in that moment was a white lightning strike. I saw a diamond white flash of light pierce my body, pierce my energy field, pierce my consciousness. And I dissolved. My human form dissolved and I elevated, became one with the cosmos. I started hearing the Palladians speak through me. They were speaking in chorus. They were speaking individually. They were clamoring over each other to try and get my attention desperately because they knew I was open. They knew that they had accessed me. And they shared so many things with me in that moment. But one of the things they said to me that I will never forget, and it actually inspired my entire book. It inspired my entire business school. It's inspired the last 3 years of my life's path. That the feminine frequency is returning. They said that. They used those words. The feminine frequency is returning to this planet. And you, Jessica, are a leader of this moment. But they went on to say, not just you, because you are only one woman. It is all women's role to reclaim and return to the feminine frequency. Not as a disintegration of the masculine, but as a rising of the feminine to create sacred union again on this planet, to create harmony, to create equilibrium, to create true healing and love. And power. And lightning, as we all know, is a symbol of sudden clarity, divine downloads, raw cosmic power. It is a signpost that we are conduits for something bigger. And when lightning strikes, it doesn't ask for permission. It simply strikes and illuminates what's already there. And so you might not experience something dramatic as a lightning strike in your body, in a temple in Egypt, or at a big virtual summit, thousands of women watching. But the universe is always winking at you. The universe is always trying to get your attention through synchronicities, repeated numbers. How many of you see 111-222-333-444-5577? I see it all the time. Unexpected opportunities, intuitive nudges. So this is about training your awareness to see these as guidance, as divine direction, not coincidence.
Okay, sisters, truth bomb time. Your brain and your nervous system don't give a flying F about your goals, your dreams, or your next launch strategy. The only thing that they are seeking is familiarity. That's why healing and growth and expansion often feels like resistance. That's because it's unfamiliar. Microflow is here to change that. Founded by Christy Nault, a root cause health expert, Microflow blends psilocybin, yep, that's magic mushrooms, lion's mane, cacao, rose, and blue lotus into the cleanest microdosing supplements on the market. 100% organic, Reiki infused, and third-party lab tested. Now, these formulas, which I have been using for 3 years and have completely changed my life, are designed to quiet what Christy calls the default mode network, aka your brain's autopilot, and ignites what's called neurogenesis, helping your brain to build new pathways wired for vitality, trust, receptivity, courage, abundance, confidence, and connection. Whether you're addressing anxiety, which I've struggled with, ADHD, burnout, which I've struggled a lot with, or just want to feel more clear and in flow in your everyday life, Microflow is a nervous system resourcing tool that is safe for everyday life. Yes, even while parenting, working, driving, or even podcasting. Wink, wink. I want you to start with the Exude and Surrender bundle, which harmonizes your system to sync with your cycle and the lunar flow of the moon. And for somatic healing and deeper journeys, the Theta Blend supports breathwork, intimacy, and your spiritual practice. Now, if you are ready to upgrade the entire technology of your cells in your body and rewire your subconscious mind, go to microflowhealing.com, use code Jessica10 for $10 off of your order and receive access to Christy's free 2.5 hour magic mushroom microdosing masterclass. Yep, all my goodies just for you. That's microflowhealing.com and use Jessica10 to get $10 off of your order.
So if you're here listening awake, I hope this episode is your lightning strike to remember that your remembering matters. You are not here to play small, girl. I really believe, I live over here in this beautiful tiny corner of the internet. I have such a beautiful community. I'm at this place in my life where I just don't really care anymore how big my platform is. I just want it to be aligned. It's the most beautiful, peaceful experience to know who you are and know who you're for and to pour into that. And I hope you take a page from that. And just to really recognize that you're part of this shift if you're here. If something about my message and my books and this show and my events and whatever you might see on Instagram, or if you're a friend of mine, I have so many beautiful women in my community I know personally who listen to this show. All of you are my sisters. You are a part of this inflection point in humanity that Mother Nature herself. I'm just a conduit. I'm just a channel. I'm just a vessel. I really believe that I'm here to just be used as an instrument for spirit to come through me. It's not about me. It's about us. So my point is, if you have found me, all it is a mirror and a reflection of you. And that we are all part of this incredibly important shift in the planet to step into our leadership as women, to step into our confidence, to step into our highest, most aligned timelines, our hearts, our worth and our wealth. Because when we do that in a collective together as women, we are rewiring the grid of the planet. So do not take listening to this podcast for granted. Do not take this story for granted. It doesn't matter if you were at Brilliance or not. Lightning struck the planet when women you were no doubt connected to, you believe in 6 degrees of separation, were all activated. Lightning is awe, but it's also a reminder that you and me and all of us, we are meant to light up the world. So I invite you to reflect on your own lightning strikes in your life this week and to really consider just how powerful these moments are for each of us. And the invitation really is to just simply become aware and open your eyes and open your heart so that you can harness that power into your work, into your worth, into your own healing, so that we all together can help heal the world. That's what spiritual hustlers do. All right, I love you all so much, and I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast.